Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of Kubernetes multi-tenancy. Buckle up.
Kubernetes multi-tenancy sounds complex, but I'm ready. Hit me with the core issue.
It's all about balancing developer freedom with operational sanity, right? Platform teams want those golden paths, the standards, but developers need flexibility to innovate.
Right? Like giving them a sandbox, but making sure they don't blow up the whole beach?
Exactly. Traditional approaches either create cluster sprawl, one cluster per team, expensive and hard to manage, or they cram everyone into one big shared cluster, which restricts developer autonomy.
So, too many little sandboxes or one giant overcrowded one? Neither sounds ideal.
Nope. The article proposes a smarter approach, virtual clusters. It's like virtualizing the Kubernetes control plane itself. Think of it as giving each team their own mini Kubernetes universe inside a larger cluster.
Whoa, a cluster in a cluster. How does that work?
They put the control plane in a container inside a namespace of a host cluster. Each team gets their own virtual cluster with full admin rights, but without jeopardizing the overall stability of the host cluster. It's like having your cake and eating it too.
Okay. That sounds way more manageable and less expensive than spinning up tons of individual clusters.
Definitely. Plus, security gets a boost. A misbehaving controller in one virtual cluster won't bring down the entire system, unlike in a shared cluster. It's isolated.
But wouldn't virtualizing everything add overhead?
That's a fair point. But the benefits seem to outweigh the costs, especially when it comes to developer autonomy. They have the freedom to experiment, to install their own tools without stepping on each other's toes.
I see, interesting. It seems like a win-win. Increased productivity, better security, happier developers. It's all about using these building blocks, as they say, instead of searching for one-size-fits-all solutions.
Absolutely. It's a shift in mindset. I guess the days of treating Kubernetes like a single monolithic entity are over. We need to embrace its flexibility and empower developers without sacrificing operational efficiency. That's the key takeaway here.
Got it. Virtual clusters, a game changer for Kubernetes multi-tenancy. Thanks for breaking it down.
You're welcome. And that's all the time we have for today's show. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. We'll see you next time.
Goodbye.